Good evening. We'll go ahead and call to order Enterprise Town Advisory Board meeting for this evening, August 12th, 2020. If you please join me in standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next is roll call. All members are present. We do have Rachel and Kendall on WebEx. For county staff introductions, we have Carmen, our Enterprise Town Advisory Board Secretary, Mike Shannon with Commissioner Jones' office, and Lorna with current planning. Few notes before we get started. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, the PC, for final action. So we are just a recommending board only. Next brings us to the first public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. At this time, we'll open up the first public comment. Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment. Next is the approval of the minutes for July 29th, 2020. And we did have a few changes, so if there's nothing else, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the minutes as amended for July 29th, 2020. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next brings us for the approval of tonight's agenda, August 12th, 2020. We do have a few applications that have been held per the applicant, and then one group of related applications that will be heard together. First, we'll start with the applicant requested holds. That will be number 1, 3, and 4. Number 1 is AG20900314. The applicant requested a hold to the Enterprise Town Advisory Board meeting for September 9th, 2020. Number 3 is ZC200284. The applicant requested a hold to the Enterprise Town Advisory Board meeting for September 9th, 2020. And number 4 is VS200285. The applicant requested a hold to the Enterprise Town Advisory Board meeting for September 9th, 2020. Next is the group of related applications that will be heard together, and that's items number 10 and item 11. Number 10 is ET20400073, WS180387. And number 11 is ET20400074, VS180388. And also a note on tonight's agenda, we will be removing our general business item as it's no longer needed. Anything else? Yeah, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve tonight's agenda for August 12th, 2020. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next brings us to informational items.
A couple things this evening, Madam Chair. First of all, we've got an announcement from Connecting Kids, and it has to do with getting kids prepared for school, and now it's going to be a unique school year for many of the children. And what they're trying to do is provide access to equipment that are needed for the virtual classrooms and provide free and reliable internet devices. So at this point, what we're trying to do is reach out to people in the community, especially those with children, and have them complete a short survey at www.ccsd.net/survey, or you can call 888-616-2476. And if people are in the audience that want to come up and approach me, and I can provide this information or talk to me afterwards to make sure that they got it. But these were one of the announcements we wanted to make this evening. And then the second announcement is Metro contacted me earlier today and wanted to make sure that everybody's aware that they're going to be starting their Hispanic Citizens Academy. It's a 12-week instructional course in Spanish. The first meeting will be on Wednesday, August 19th, from 5 to 9 at their headquarters, which is just down the street here from the Government Center at 400 South Martin Luther King Boulevard. I have flyers that are available up here if anybody in the audience is interested, or you can also call 702-278-2794 for further information, and that class will be beginning in the next week or so. That's all for this evening.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So next brings us down to planning and zoning. Number one has been held, so this brings us to item number two. Number two is UC200278, use permit for automobile brake repair and maintenance. Design review for a proposed automobile brake repair and maintenance building in conjunction with a shopping center on a portion of 32.1 acres in a C2 general commercial zone in PC Planned Community Overlay District Zone in the Mountains Edge Master Plan Community. Generally located on the south side of Blue Diamond Road between Cimarron Road and Buffalo Drive within Enterprise. Good evening.
Jim, you get my scrappy applicant for UC200278. This is a master's auto maintenance center next to the auto fuel station for Albertsons. Just a piece of Cimarron in the Mountain's Edge. Sorry.
There we go.
Fuel center here, Cimarron here, and that's a lighting intersection.
If you can use the hammer.
This is at roughly the southeast corner of Blue Diamond and Cimarron. At the heart corner is a Albertson C store fuel station. We're directly east. We're providing a drive from the fuel station into our maintenance facility. It will be a six-bay maintenance facility. It's roughly a 20,000 square foot pad with about a 4,000 square foot building. It's zone C2. And it complies with the Mountain Edge Community Shopping Center, CCNRs, and we do have approval from the Design Review Committee. We're here to apply for the use permit and design review. I have submitted plans.
Is that better? Okay.
Compliance with the design review for the shopping center, and they have been approved.
Thank you. Good, good.
The base face the entrance, the east entrance to the shopping center, and it is a just east of the horizon. Is another entrance to the shopping center, so those bees face that entrance. Any other questions?
Okay, thank you so much for your presentation. So at this time, I'll go ahead and open up for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak on item number two? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment and open it up to the board. Do you have any questions? No? Nothing else? Okay. Thank you again for coming back for this evening and bringing the plans. I appreciate it, and I know that you have a flight to catch as well, so I appreciate you coming back for that. So no other questions from the board? You're good? You're good?
Yeah, it's like a lot of money. I was thinking about the two standard things, but she didn't change his lighting and signage, but it's pretty well covered by the Mountain's Edge standards, so I don't think it's needed.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Yeah, they've got their own standards, it's pretty stringent.
All the standards are in the CC marks and were developed at the time the center was.
Yeah, landscaping, lighting, colors, everything is covered.
Yes, sir. I did bring a landscape plan in case you asked. You should have one with you in my submittal.
Yes.
Well, if your notice complies and we know that they're pretty strict with their particular standards and they don't let stop that, it's not in the standards.
And I'm telling you, Mr. Badger is very detailed oriented.
Very good. Well, with that, with no other questions, I'll go ahead and make a motion on item number two, UC200278 for approval per staff condition. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you again. Okay, items number three and item number four have both been held. Brings us down to item number five. Number five is ET2040069 VS180408, vacation abandonment first extension of time for easements of interest to Clark County, located between Alita Avenue and Blue Diamond Road and between Conquistador Street and Grand Canyon Drive within Enterprise. Description and file. Do we have an applicant for item number five? Okay, so number five, I will trail to the call of the chair. Our next item is number six, UC200319, use permit for modified development standards for a reduced setback in conjunction with an existing single-family resident on 0.16 acres in an R2 medium-density residential PC planned community overlay district in the Mountain's Edge master plan community, generally located on the north side of Benidorm Avenue, 187 feet east of Almena Street within Enterprise. Do we have an applicant for item number six? Number six will be trailed to the call of the chair as well. Brings us down to item number seven, UC200320, use permit for modified development standards for a reduced setback for a patio cover in conjunction with an existing single-family resident on 0.08 acres in an R2 medium-density residential PC planned community overlay district zone in the Mountain's Edge master planned community, generally located on the west side of Jeffcott Street, 36 feet north of Cabarita Avenue within Enterprise. Do we have an applicant for item number seven? No. Trail to the call of the chair. That brings us down to item number eight, VS200316, vacate and abandonment easements of interest to Clark County, located between Moberly Avenue and Robindale Road and between Fairfield Avenue and Placid Street within Enterprise. Description and file. Do we have an applicant for number eight? Good evening.
Water engineering on behalf of the Neal Family Trust. The sewer here on Fairfield Avenue. It's a lot, a 3-lot parcel map, and we're going to have 33 short patent units on all four sides. They were not abandoned when they did the parcel map for some reason. But it's a fully developed residential subdivision with houses built all around. There's no need for future road and no need for a patent.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. So at this time, we'll open up for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak on item number 8? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment. Board members?
My other question is the Nevada Power easement on the southern boundary, is that still active?
Yes, there is an easement on the southern boundary and the Nevada Power easement on the western boundary, those little coin plus.
First, when you file that, they're going to reclaim it if they want.
I'm sorry, I did not understand what you said.
Oh, like when the application goes forward, it requires the sign off of Nevada Power and all the other folks whether or not they need it. So.
Correct.
Yeah. I don't have anything else.
Okay.
I just had a question on that.
Perfect. Anything else, Barry? No? Okay. So with that, I'll make a motion number 8, VS200316, approval per staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is number 9. WS200317, waiver of development standards to allow vertical metal siding on a single-family residence. Design review for a single-family residential development on 4 acres in an RE residential estates residential zone, generally located on the south side of Mall Avenue and the east side of Roger Street within Enterprise. Good evening.
Good evening. Madam Chair, members of the town, we're discussing our 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. Here we have the applicant and the developer, Jewel Homes. This is an already approved project within an RMP. You can see the site is located here in the yellow. It's off of Mall Avenue. The west side of the street is Rogers Street, and the north is Mall, and south is Ventura. You can see this is an entirely RMP area, and the applicant worked closely with the neighbors in the area to develop it out as just that with all 20,000 square foot lots. This is a copy of the site plan that was approved, just so you can see. It's an approved gated community off of Mall. And you've got the 8 home sites within one cul-de-sac. We also came in and got approval for some median landscaping internally. So this is an extremely high-end community. Homes have been selling at very high price points, which makes the neighbors happy. And what we're asking for today is just an addition of one elevation, which would allow and include some metal siding. The homes that were approved are very contemporary in nature, again, as I mentioned, high-end homes, and this is a new elevation they would like to add that includes some corrugated metal siding. You can see this is the material we're talking about here, and it would be located on top of the home, right here on this elevation in particular. Staff is supportive of it and has recommended approval of the entire application. We appreciate their support and very much ask for yours and appreciate yours.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So at this time, I'll open up for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak on item number 9? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment, open it up to the board. Okay, I have no comments as well. I think it will look really good and add something to the elevation. So with that, I'll go ahead and make a motion to number 9, WS200317 for approval per staff conditions. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Our next two items that will be heard together is item number 10 and item number 11. Number 10 is ET20400073 WS180387, waivers of development standards, first extension of time for the following: 1, increased wall height; 2, increased building height; 3, reduced roof pitch; 4, increased width of architectural enclosures; and 5, reduced street intersection offset. Design review for a proposed single-family residential development on 20 acres in an R2 medium density residential zone, generally located on the east side of Lindell Road alignment and the south side of Pyle Avenue alignment within Enterprise. Item 11 is ET20400074 VS180388, vacating abandonment first extension of time easements of interest to Clark County located between Lindell Road alignment and Edmund Street alignment and between Pyle Avenue alignment and Holly Avenue alignment and a portion of a right-of-way being Lindell Road located between Pyle Avenue alignment and Holly Avenue alignment and a portion of a right-of-way being Pyle Avenue located between Lindell Road alignment and Edmund Street alignment with an enterprise description and file. Good evening.
Good evening, Madam Chair, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, and I address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive here on behalf of Pulte Homes. The site is 20 acres located on the south side of the Pyle alignment between Lindell and Edmund Street. This came before the county about 2 years ago and was approved for a 91 lot subdivision. Pulte is coming in and diligently working forward on this. As you can see from the staff report, they had a drainage study that was approved back in February of 2020. COVID hit, things stalled a little bit in the process, but they have their off-site improvements in. In fact, we expect those to be signed off here in the next few weeks, begin grading by September with the full pavement in by the first quarter of 2021. So we are moving forward along with this. We appreciate staff's favorable recommendation. Along with that, we have the vacation of generally patent easements that are around the property, as well as a portion of the right-of-way being about 5 feet to provide for the detached sidewalk. Appreciate staff's favorable recommendation on that as well.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So at this time, we'll open up for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak on items number 10 or item number 11? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment. Board members?
Standard extension of time. So, if there are no other board comments,
nope.
I'll make a motion item number 10, ET20400073, WS180387, approval first afternoon.
With that motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion on item number 11, ET20400074, DS180388, for approval first act committee.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, our next item on the agenda is item number 12, WS200318, waiver of development standards for the following. 1, increase signage. 2, reduce landscaping. 3, reduce approach distance. And 4, reduce throat depth. Design review for signage and landscaping in conjunction with a data center on 40.2 acres in an MD design manufacturing AE 60 zone in the CMA design overlay district, generally located on the north side of Bedour Avenue, on the east side of Jones Boulevard, south side of the 215, and the west side of Lindell Road within Enterprise. Good evening.
Good evening, Madam Chair and board members. Michael Anderson, 2714 Timber Crossing Court, Anderson, Nevada, here on behalf of the applicants. Here, we have three items on the agenda for your review and consideration tonight. Again, all these items were presented back in 2019 to you. Through the planning process and through working with public works, a couple items have come back for your attention and action tonight. First item is the increase of the signage on the corner, basically Roarhorn and Lindell Road. Bring up for this going for a, they're asking for a 21 foot width as opposed to an 18 foot width and 10 foot height as opposed to 9 foot height. A document here that kind of shadows this upper area here. You can see the green square, the previously approved sign versus the proposed new sign. So it's a very slight increase, and we ask for your support in that tonight. The second item on the agenda was the landscaping adjustment through the basically the off-site or on-site flood and water flow designs. Created a concrete channel behind the block wall, against the property line there. In lieu of the two rows of landscaping, we're asking for approval of one row of landscaping, which, as you can see, is pretty dense along that portion of the site. And again, this is pretty much down in the lower level. You increase the height from West Jones Boulevard as you make a right to get on to the 215. Again, that's all elevated. The highway system has the crushed rock on the perimeter here, and that will be brought right up to the landscaping buffer strip, along with what's sort of proposed to add to the landscaping buffer as their ground or rock aggregate. Third item is in the justification letter, that previously when you approved the driveway off the Nuffolk area off of Mole Avenue, is an ingress egress point right here on site. We're requesting your review and basically support us moving that so it's directly across from the existing shopping center driveway access point. And we're asking that because this is more in line proposed and approved substation that's right behind this dense area. This is only for emergency egress only. It will not be used for any sort of daily activity whatsoever. So again, Ball is a very reduced traffic flow area. And again, there's an island on Jones Avenue here, which prevents anybody from turning left into Mall Avenue. So again, it further cuts down the traffic on that roadway. Let's see, one more. Exhibit 40 here is the exterior gate elevation, which there is no change from the previously approved design. All of the items that you saw have staff approval and public works approval. We've worked with both those agencies to develop this these for landscaping and for the driveway. And tonight we ask for your support and approval on these three items.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So at this time, we'll open up for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak on item number 12? Okay, hearing none, seeing none, I'll close public comment. Open it up to the board members.
So can you explain the concrete channel to me again? It looks like you're putting the concrete channel in on your property with landscaping, but still continuing landscaping on the exterior of the property, is that correct?
That is 100% correct. The green highlighted area here is where there is a channel up against the concrete wall that's basically 15 feet back off the property line. What happens is there's an inlet right here, this aggregate right here, and basically that's where the concrete channel stops, and I believe there's an exit down here off the right corner. So there is an interruption of the full width of landscaping along that property line only.
The interior or exterior of the wall?
Exterior.
Okay. So that would be 32 inches of landscaping?
Yes, it is. And again, these are 3 foot high shrubs and basically all in alignment there. Yes, it is.
And I know, was your justification for the increase? For the waiver for the increase in signage size, just basically that you want to increase it with a minor increase?
Just a yes, sir. Minor increase from the previously approved. Again, I believe I had down 46 square feet of area, but again, the area is considered the entire rectangle. We're basically asking for 18 foot width from the lettering to 21 feet.
Was there a reason why?
3 feet. Again, the exposure and basically pulling in another standard signage size that the switch has adopted. The previous was the building size that's typically on the exterior, and this is more for the exterior monument wall that we're looking for.
So I don't see any reason for increasing the sign size of the application. No question, I don't have much of an issue with the signage size increase. I don't see any reason for it other than they just don't want to follow the standards. So.
Okay. And that, the northeast corner, or excuse me, where the wall is, that's the one facing the freeway.
It is, yes, it's correct. It faces northeast, and make it more visible from individuals heading west onto 15, correct? And that's the only location that we've asked. There's two other signs that were on the original application. They're interior, and at this time, no adjustment of those signs.
So I can kind of, I understand the applicant's justification for making it bigger because it is on the freeway sign. And along that corridor, we do have a lot of larger signs because of the automobile and the car lots.
Well, given the size of the switch facility, the difference he's asking for is
it's minor.
Almost not noticeable.
No, it's minor.
Yeah.
But their entire wall is a sign. Their architecture is intended to,
it's unique,
be a sign in effect, not necessarily literally. That's why I question the reason they increased the sign. Like I said, the landscape side of this, I was a little apprehensive, but I understand what they're doing there. In general, I don't know that it's a good practice for waiving sign signage because of no other justification than that they'd like to not follow it in one particular area.
Well, but the other question is, bring more delay that way if he's down low. And it looks to the northeast. So if either would be visible to folks coming up Lindell, in which case it would have not a lot of visibility, or folks on the westbound side of Clark County 215. Now, I'm not sure how much visibility is there. I'm not sure what the exact road elevation is compared to your site that's location. So.
So are you saying you're okay with the increase in the sign, or?
I'm more neutral than anything else
neutral.
At this point.
Okay.
I can be convinced either way.
Okay. Well, I will attempt a motion on this. I still agree with the applicant's justification. I understand why they make it. They want to make it a little bit of an increase. I do know Switch has been a good neighbor in that area, and I also think that it could do the business some, you know, bring maybe some more business to Switch with the increased signage. So with that, on number 12, I'll go ahead and make a motion on WS200318, approval per staff conditions. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Motion carries.
Was it 5 or 4?
5. Yes. I heard Kendall the last minute. Perfect.
Okay. Five.
Yes.
Okay.
So 5-0. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. And do we have any applicants for items 5, 6, and 7? Please, please. Okay. What's 5? We haven't heard these before, right? These are all new. Yes. And we still have one more meeting until items 1, 3, and 4 are heard. Okay. So maybe just.
So you want to hold these to our next meeting on the 26th?
Is it the 26th? That's 26th, yes. Let me make some motions then. So on item number 5, make a motion on ET2040069 VS180408. Hold until the Enterprise Town Advisory Board meeting for August 26, 2020. All those in favor?
Just to item number 5 on the 19
BCC.
The other
three. Oh.
Item number 5, 400% passed the VS.
It can be up to that board to look at our recommendation and they should send it back or they can hear.
We'll pass it on if they weren't here.
Okay, perfect. So we'll make a motion on that application to hold to August 26, 2020, Enterprise Town Advisory Board meeting. All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
So we're calling that to get to
the 26th.
Okay, on the 26th.
Okay. And then on number six, UC200319, hold until the Enterprise Town Advisory Board meeting for August 26, 2020. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And number seven, UC200320, make a motion to hold to the Enterprise Town Advisory Board meeting for August 26, 2020. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, and then brings us down to general business, which is now none. And comments by the general public. Go ahead and open that up. Seeing none, hearing none, I'll close comments by the general public. Next meeting date is August 26, 2020, at 6 p.m. here in the chambers. And I'll make a motion to adjourn at 6:35 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.